Well, hello. Happy Friday, everybody. A lot of folks watching from home, I'm sure, today. I'm Brandon Waltons, Managing Editor of Texas Scorecard, with your Friday roundup. In just a moment, going to be joined by Robert Montoya to talk about a big cover-up happening in Tarrant County. But first, joined with Carrie Cheshire, President of Texas for Fiscal Responsibility, to talk a little bit about all the state response, the federal response right now to this coronavirus, this Chinese coronavirus epidemic.
Yeah, I mean, it's been wild. You've seen a lot of stuff at the local level, and you finally saw yesterday Governor Greg Abbott say that kind of effective this weekend, we'd basically become kind of self-quarantining at home, asking businesses to closing restaurants, bars, schools, everything across the state for about 2 weeks. Of course, you've already seen a lot of that happen for those of us here kind of in the central Texas area. Travis County, the city of Austin, Williamson County have kind of been ahead of the curve on that. You've also seen Laredo down in South Texas do that as well. But it kind of seems like we're all kind of on the way to a more serious lockdown. We haven't seen California or New York move to the like kind of brutal self-quarantine where they're really demanding people stay at home. Here you could still go to the gas station, go to grocery stores, go to other things as long as you, you know, kind of do some of that social distancing stuff.
Right, yeah, maybe scoot a little bit further apart, maybe to set a good example here. Again, thank you for joining us on the Texas Scorecard Friday Roundup. Talking about coronavirus state response, you know, it's hard to imagine. I mean, just a week ago, right, you had Governor Abbott issuing that emergency declaration, a state of emergency, and now we're actually at a point where he's pushed back some elections even.
Yeah, he's kind of asking local governments to push the elections back that would currently be held in May, kind of first week of May, those local elections. He's also apparently supposed to have a decision today about the Republican and Democrat primary runoff elections.
Hard to imagine at this point that those don't get pushed back.
Yeah, it's difficult to imagine them not getting pushed back. However, you do have like kind of what is voting going to look like? When is it going to be? You've got Democrats trying to say we should do all mail-in ballots. We should literally mail a ballot to everyone, which, of course, is a big problem for us because we don't secure our voter rolls here in the state of Texas.
Right.
They don't know that everyone is a citizen. So we're going to have to kind of see how that plays out.
And, you know, you talk about the elections, but, you know, there's the conventions as well. And we saw, at least on the Republican side, we saw Chairman James Dickey announcing earlier this week that the convention is essentially all but, you know, likely to be postponed a couple months.
Yeah, the technical decision will be made by the SREC on April 4th on whether or not it's officially postponed, but, you know, realistically, the George R. Brown is not going to be available for the Texas GOP convention. It is available the weekend or the week of like kind of July 13th through 18th. So Dickey has already begun moving the operation to do that. It's expected that the SREC will officially approve that at their April 4th meeting. But, you know, kind of as a result, you've seen county conventions, SD conventions, a lot of those things really pushed back. And I think that is going to offer an interesting opportunity because hopefully once this is all over, you know, with watching Abbott do executive order after executive order, waiving the law, allowing people to buy beer to go at, you know, restaurants and other things, we're going to have to unravel which of these regulations we ought to keep, how much power Governor Greg Abbott actually has. And I think that we'll see a lot of those issues come to light in the convention debates about what our platform should be.
Now, I want to ask you real quickly, you know, a lot of response here in the state, but federal response as well. What's happening in D.C. right now?
Yeah, so in D.C., they've passed a Democrat-supported bill, a result of a negotiation between Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Manchin, to kind of extend unemployment insurance and stuff, require small businesses to provide paid sick leave with the hope of maybe reimbursing it later. That's kind of what's already happened. You've seen tax day be shifted already. First, it was you need to file on April 15th, but you don't have to actually pay until July 15th. Now it seems like they're going to move the filing deadline all the way until July 15th.
Most people
should go ahead and file because you can get, if you get a refund, you can go ahead and get that cash. And speaking of cash, there's talks in D.C. right now of issuing checks to every single American. We've seen this happen in previous stimulus plans. You know, details are varied right now, but it seems like a consensus is basically $1,000 a month to every American while we get through this. Of course, there's a lot of concerns with doing that. a lot of concerns with how we do that. But the reality is you do have people who, you know, they've got to make rent next month, and, you know, maybe they're a waiter, maybe they're a bartender, yeah, maybe they're an hourly employee and their business is shut down. And so they're getting no income right now.
And we'll be keeping an eye on that. Thank you so much. And, you know, speaking of the mail-in ballots, what do you think about it? Should voters all receive a mail-in ballot? Go ahead to our Facebook at Empower Texans or our Twitter at Empower Texans and vote in our poll. We'd love to see your responses on that. Thank you for joining us, Carrie. Now heading over to the Metroplex, we've got Robert Montoya on a topic. I want to talk about something that's not coronavirus related. I think a lot of people kind of want to break from this. And, you know, a lot of these other stories haven't stopped. Robert Montoya writing this week at TexasStoryCard.com about a big cover-up in Tarrant County happening right now. Robert, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, greetings to you, Brian, everyone else from my underground bunker here in a nondescript building hiding out from the coronavirus. So, yes, to catch everyone up, very recently, the Board of Tarrant District Judges up here in Tarrant County, they decided to remove all CPS cases, Child Protective Services cases, from the court of Judge Alex Kim of 323rd District Court. The alleged ringleader of this, Judge Evans himself, said in the transcript of the meeting that this was in the best interest of the system and stakeholders. And then later in the transcript, he said the county, referring to Tarrant County, wants to do this. So in response to that, we sent a series of open records requests to the Tarrant County Commissioner's Court. What we asked for was all emails and text messages between the commissioners and Don Binneker, CEO of CASA of Tarrant County and Child Protective Services, two of those that's alleged were influencing Evans to make this move against Judge Kim. Also communications with Judge David Evans himself and all judges and staff of the 323rd, 231st, and 360th District Courts who've been involved in this. Now,
records request. And, you know, what did you get back? I'm sure you got a lot back, right? People wanted to be very open.
Yeah, well, what we got back was, nah, we're appealing to Ken Paxton.
So, it's for viewers who understand this, right, if a local government or government entity, whoever, wants to appeal an open records request for any reason, maybe they think the information is sensitive, they can make that appeal to the Office of Attorney General, and that's what you received, right?
That's exactly what we received. Absolutely, yes. And so they're appealing to Ken Paxton saying, yeah, we think this is privileged. We don't want to show it. And so that's where we are right now. They're not wanting to show the communications that happened that we asked for involving the decision on Judge Alex Kim, which is very weird. And it's like, why shouldn't this be open to the public? You know, they closed this meeting that happened to begin with when they decided to remove the stuff from Judge Kim. So why is there all this cover-up? Why can't it be open to the public for voters to see?
Well, I think that's all voters should want, right, is accountability. I mean, we elect these folks, and they should absolutely be accountable. You know, what can people do to sort of show their hand, or do we just have to wait for that Attorney General opinion to come out?
Well, I would encourage people, you know, if you want, contact the Attorney General's office. Let them know how you feel about this, and also contact all of the Tarrant County commissioners, Roy Brooks, Devin Allen, J.D. Johnson, Gary Fickus, who is up for a re-election this year, and, of course, County Judge Glenn Whitley.
And you've got the contact information for all those folks in your article, again, at TexasScorecard.com. We'll post that in the comments. Thank you so much, Robert. Please stay safe there up in Dallas for us.
Will do. You too.
Well, going back to the coronavirus, you know, epidemic, pandemic, whatever you want to call it, you know, we've definitely seen some heroes and half-wits this week. It was actually kind of hard choosing one for this week. For the hero this week, we're going to go to Washington, D.C. for one of our own congressmen, Louie Gohmert. Now, as this federal big package coronavirus bill made its way, rammed through the House, it was Louie Gohmert who actually slowed it down. Was able to get rid of some of the Democrat provisions. I mean, the Democrats wanted to fund abortion through this, you know, all this excess spending. Louie Gohmert actually going out and standing alone and being able to actually get some concessions in this from the Senate and actually make the bill better. So for that, Louie Gohmert, Congressman, is our hero this week. For the halfwit, maybe this one's personal. I don't know. Have you been grocery shopping this week? Have you needed toilet paper? If you have, then you've probably seen what I've seen, which is these hoarders coming out of nowhere, okay, picking up all of the toilet paper and why. I'm not really even sure how this is supposed to help in the coronavirus epidemic. Have you seen this? Have you had this problem? Leave it in the comments. You know, the grocery stores are open. You can still buy your stuff. No need to hoard people. There's absolutely no need for that. And so those folks personally, they are my half-wits this week.
Thank you for listening to this week's Friday Roundup from Texas Scorecard. Remember, you can head to the Empower Texans Facebook page at 11 a.m. every Friday to watch the show live and get your questions in.